With Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. Thursday, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources released an administrative consent order between the agency and Ram Nutrient Applications, LLC of Iowa Falls. Ram Nutrient is a licensed commercial manure service and was hired by Walford Farms to land apply manure from its facility to nearby farm fields in Franklin County. On December 13, 2021, Ram Nutrient reported that a manure release occurred when one of their applicators overfilled a tank, causing about 500 gallons of manure to spill on a farm field. Around 100 gallons of manure eventually entered an unnamed tributary of Maine's Creek before the tributary could be dammed. The administrative consent order calls for Ram Nutrient Applications, LLC, to ensure that all handling, transferring, and land application of manure is done in a manner that does not result in a manure discharge to a water of the state, and to develop and implement a standard operating procedure detailing a plan for ongoing employee training related to manure handling, transferring, and land application. The AGWSR School Board this week voted to move ahead with a girls' wrestling program. In other business, the AGWSR School Board approved a bid of $12,250 from Bryce Chaplin of Ackley for the demolition of the two houses east of the Ackley Elementary Building and approved the 2022-23 fees as presented. This week, the Clarksville City Council voted to rescind the Council's April 1st vote to terminate Clarksville Police Lieutenant Michael Tobin Jr., but instead accepted his resignation that was effective March 5th. The Clarksville City Council also voted to remove his appointment as a police officer, will look at recouping wages, including vacation pay to Tobin after he resigned, which is around $4,200, and voted to remove all items placed in his personnel file from March 5th to April 1st. Tobin had been on the force since October 2018, but city officials say they became aware of misconduct allegations against him in March of this year. The Iowa Falls City Council this week approved several items related to the upcoming Iowa Firefighters Association 2022 annual convention, which is scheduled for September 7th through the 11th in Iowa Falls. The Iowa Falls City Council approved some road closures for a parade on September 10th and for fire convention activities on September 11th. In other business, the Iowa Falls City Council approved the purchase of vests and carriers for the police department in the amount of $8,328 and set June 20th as the date to hold a public hearing concerning amendments to franchise agreements with Alliant Energy and Midland Power. April's real estate sales dipped 8.8%, according to the Housing Trends by the Iowa Association of Realtors. Median sales price rose almost 10% over April 2021. 3,591 homes sold last month. In April 2021, 3,938 properties were sold. On a brighter note, pending sales were up almost 11% from April 2021 compared to the first 4 months of 2021. Sales are only 0.8% lower in 2022. The median sales price for last month increased 9.8% to $209,700 compared to $191,000 in April of last year. This is a record high for median sales price in Iowa. The number of homes available for sale continues to be low in many price ranges. The inventory of homes was 28% lower than in April 2021, with only 6,522 homes on the market statewide. The average days on the market for properties continues its decreasing trend. April saw an average of 36 days on the market. That is 26.5% faster than April of 2021. Iowa's adjusted unemployment rate fell to 3% in April. That is down from 3.3% in March and 4.5% the year before. The national rate remained at 3.6%. The number of unemployed Iowans decreased to 50,900 in April from 55,600 in March. The total number of working Iowans increased to 1,646,800 in April, a figure that is 10,000 higher than in March and 45,100 higher than 1 year ago. If you plan on voting the traditional way by going to a polling place on June 7th, Butler County Elections Deputy Matt Wilkin has the following advice to pass along.
Well, the polls are open from 7 to 8, and so if you want to make sure you're registered, otherwise you can do it in person. It goes much more smooth if you're already registered and you already have your card and everything, but definitely bring your ID with you, and if you're new to the area, you'll want to bring a piece of mail with your address and everything on it to show. Also, make sure your IDs are updated. They're good for 90 days, so if it's within 90 days they've been expired, they'll still work, but anything past 90 on your driver's license, not going to work that day.
For more information on voting, contact your local county auditor's office. There are 21% more COVID-19 cases reported this week in Iowa compared to those reported last week, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. There were 3,847 new COVID-19 cases in the past week, bringing Iowa's total number of cases to 772,205. That's an average of around 550 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The state has confirmed this week 17 new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the death toll to 9,572. 22 deaths were reported in the week prior. Deaths reported by the state have generally occurred in the months before the reporting date. And our high thus far for today here at the Radio On The Go studios in Hampton, 70 degrees. Our morning low, 54. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.